jisim. Tandan sanju jisim toni topi hira disipa sava jisir. Tedan. Hiva tali hiva gozi kunzop sanju jisim gongni gongdom verde. Jevan deta serap tam jeto. Yendo jaje bojong mala yoja. That is one.
So in short, everybody... wishing you a good morning, and in addition, Rinpoche does a prayer. And he wishes that that which cuts the root to existence, to cyclic existence, completely, the development of the altruistic mind, striving for the omniscient state of body, bodhicitta, that in an absolute sense or in a relative sense, then it will develop and grow, and that through this, in all our lives, we will be able to benefit beings in a vast way. The Dhammakaya Yom. In which you will recite a praise to the Dhammakaya Yom.
Pajitibe, Papa Yetibe Yom. Nintu Papa, Ransanje Papa, Ranjan Papa, Sansu Sampan Papa, Sanje Papa Ye Yom. Yom Timu Tumba Yele, Toba Jitibe. That is.
This, so what, Yom is a honorific term for mother. Dhammakaya is regarded as Yom, as a mother, and mother of what? Of the four Aryas, the four elevated beings, and the Aryas of the Shravaka Aryas, Pratyeka Buddha Aryas, Bodhisattva Aryas, and the Buddha.
Arias.
If one speaks about mother, so one has to now know who is one's own mother. And here in this relation, mother is mean the perfection of supreme knowledge of Prajna. The Prajna Paramita is considered to be a mother because she gives birth to what? And due to, so in other terms, the Prajna Paramita is the fully understanding and realization of voidness. And the based on the realization of voidness, the aryas of the shravakas gain their realization. Based on the realization of voidness, also the pratyeka Buddha aryas gain their realization, and the bodhisattvas, due to a complete understanding of the fundamental mode of all existence, which is voidness, they gain their realization, and concerning the Aryas, which are the Buddhas, they have accomplished or realized the final, the ultimate truth of voidness.
Do you get on the
An rova nangar pada nyambe sin jin tam je ju dung du Zobu san je je gomba nambu ju dung bar san Dei che de tam pe chu le tu san gong zong je Zon bar je o nyambe san ba san ju ju du duk je bong an de tam de sin da ju
So before listening to the teachings, can would you request everybody to develop bodhicitta? This is thought to transcendence of misery, and for this reason and up to this end, one diligently should strive to study the teaching, reflect about it, and meditate upon the meaning.
Durza nano tokzewa chenbu gong te chujung kolo rinpa som kovran zebe nani tene talam kolo parpa shirabje paru te sembe gongba karare do dujiyo.
Through the great mercy and omniscience of Buddha in our age, Buddha Shakyamuni, he turned, so to say, three times the wheel of the Dharma. And today Kinamuchi will explain in short the second wheel, turning the wheel of the Dharma, which is about the Prajnaparamita.
Namba tamche jembe yihi je parje chu tamche denbar meba rangye meba ngô meba rangge ngô ma do ba tin tongba ni do songbare.
And Buddha Shakyamuni taught while turning for the second time the wheel of the Dharma, he taught that all phenomena from form up to the omniscient state of the primordial awareness, all phenomena don't have a concrete reality. They are self-empty, they are empty of essence, they are not truly existent.
Tene hiram nyingbo le pongpo ngapo te da chang rung yinje tongpari yang talpari jisu ta wo songpari. Pongpo ngapo kakar kipa yedu zog jo pongpo soro pongpo ndo hiji pongpo ndo zeji pongpo ndo hiji pongpo ngare. Pongpo ngapo dala korwa simchi nam la denpa tak nang yin denpari yin. Denba tak nang yin denbar yin na yang denbar madropa rang yin ji mo madropa tongpa nye le de pongpo ngapo rang yin ji tongpa nye ma de rang yin ji tongpa nye le ma to lobar ji tongpa cha song den ra wo ma le rang yin ji tongpa nye si ji de rop chang ni tongpa nye ma la rang yin tongpa nye se ma de se na pongpo ngapo de rāngyīn ca tōngpār yāng tāpār jīsū tā pōngpō ngāpō te tāngpō dēmbā trōp jīsū dēmbā te hēk te dēmī chā sōngā yāng mārē yāng mātō pā kāpsu dēmbā trōp te tōnyi tō pā kāpsu dēmbā te hēk sōngā yāng mārē hōna kārē pōngpō ngāpō te mālām jī pōngpō yēndō trōp chāne rāngā ngō trōp chām tā nāng chāne rāngā ngō mātō pā tōngpā nyērē Tendrawala rang yin ji tongpa nyi sige. Ti se nan ta pongpo ma si ji te sirur tu pongpo ma ji tongpa yin ba. Tendrawo samcho yongare. Nga cho rang rang ka rang ju ju pongpo ma po te mlam yin to. Drop zang ni rang ka mowi ma drupa tongpa nyi yin ba la ngi shi chi owe, ngi shi chi otop ta owe. Mātham nāyā yāngi yāngdō jēpā sa nīngi hī jēpā tāp sī gōgurā mātō pōngpō ngālā dēmbārī hīng jēntō nyāndē tāng sāngjē jī gōgā tōp tōp yā, tēk sōngā
In the summarized version of the Prajnaparamita in the Heart Sutra, it is said that the five aggregates which make up a personality, a person, they are by nature genuinely empty. What does it mean? Like in beings within cyclic existence, they regard the five aggregates as truly existent, have a concrete existence of their own, but this is not. That the aggregates are by nature empty, it's not meant that they're naturally empty. This means they're from beginningless time they have been empty. It's not an emptiness. First, there was a kind of concrete existence, and this is refuted. And then, like the voidness of concrete existence is established thereafter. But this is not meant with emptiness. It's natural, is by nature, phenomena are empty from beginningless times. They appear, they're merely appearances, but don't have the concrete existence by their own. They don't truly exist by their own nature. So whatever objects of the senses, outer objects of the senses may be perceived, they appear to be have concrete existence, but it's more similar to a dream. Phenomena appear as having a concrete existence of their own, but in their nature, in their own nature, in their essence, they don't have this concrete existence. One has to reflect about this again and again to come to a firm conviction. Because it's very important to understand this very essential statement. If one doesn't understand it, if one doesn't gain firm conviction, then one will not be able to reach the fully awakened state of mind.
Tongba ni to to na, tongba ni to to pam, to ni be ngi tempo chino, pongbo la tempo rikembe, ma chun nam to de shok chong roe. Kale kale shok chong roe gogre ma to, lam san ke chik chik la, pongbo la, thoma ma pa ni pongbo la tempo rikembe ten yin de, lam san ke chik chik ke ka to ma. Rembe ne pa chong roe. Tene rebe tongwa ni je tong gom na tong ni be nyam yong che par chen che na tene den yi je nam do de ne pa chong chong cha tene yang ni yang do gom de tongwa ni je tong ngwa som do to na tene phongpo la den bar che ben nam do de tene hek do re tene phongpo la den bar che ben nam do de mi na tene phongpo la den be donga me pare
The five aggregates which make up a person, they truly have no concrete existence. They are empty. So one, to understand this is very important. One has to gain firm conviction that the five aggregates are empty of concrete existence. Then if one has gained this firm conviction within, then the effect is that the conceptualization which clings strongly to the five aggregates having a concrete existence, being truly existence, this clinging, conceptually clinging, is more and more reduced. It will be impossible immediately to cut or to abandon the conceptualization which clings to concrete existence. So here one has to approach the essential understanding gradually, and this one can do by means of the greater approach of meditation about the void nature of phenomena. Then, so this greater approach, the thoughts, concepts which cling to grasp at a concrete existence, their ability becomes less. They're not more so strong. They don't have such a strong power over the mind. Then gradually one gains more and more the realization that the five aggregates truly have no concrete existence. And what is the effect of this realization is that suffering which we endure due to the five aggregates becomes less and less. And according to Buddhist teaching, the cause of suffering is nothing else as the clinging to the five aggregates as having a concrete existence of their own. So the realization of those who realize that the aggregates are void by nature are those who have realized the bhumis, the aryas, and it is said that they don't experience any kind of suffering whatsoever.
Then Nanjur Jawam so Malare Pe Tsiring Mala Song Batrangi Namji Le Jang Jelin Zog Je Pumbo De Mato Tuna Jungi Lu Natsa Dunga Delin Jong Song Bay Nilin Zog Je Pumbo De Tun Tampit Demba Mato Pang Lu Jene Lo Mato Bakapso Jung Yen Dubu Lu Sa cho me long yung yin. Yung yin dubbed, yung yin so do. Yung yin dubbed, dubbed. Yung yin dubbed. Lula drake tikela. Mato tanda, my lisa dada hi. Yuma luba. Landoya. 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 Dahe ten away and a young dahe de Yahoo impressive. Ludo Matsutanda, you want him to be cut up a pombola. Ma da some name, this I hear it all. You must do it over a lie. He do you hear it. Natsa Donga Delijon Della, you want him to be cut up a pombola and do Della. Dasana Dadu Jimbata Nai Ludaga Lusani Ludella Tempari Himba Toki Ludella Nar Zipachani Kanza Gazi Tempari Himbachani Chuja Dazi Tan Yuki Dupu Ludella Nata Dada Zebata Yuki Dupu Ludella Nai Ludaga Lusana Ludella Tempari Himbachani Chuja Dazi Dona Lula Dada Himba Dan Dembar Himba Wanga Donga Naso Jugreso Nasa Donga Delejo Lula Nata Ta Cancer La Sopa So Motopa Sovar Kavi Nata Mambuya Mama Porta Wina Zete Me Mapa Sota Mapa Nete Zehakos Jene te la mi yapo meva de pekela. Jene zeng da wo drop de tene. Ta te pa sen de no ma do pa che ta meva do yi. Jene de so mo to ne. Teng sang te so to wo yi ba le no. Ta teng sang so mo to ba ken sa la so ba. Mi ji ju ma to pa. So mo to ba de ka le. Mi ji ju mo to. Ta jin da zo ya me pe ken sa la so ba ta. Na cha ma bu yi mo to si ge do. Then Ravan Nata, so that name Ravan Natsopata, La Partos Kensel La Sopa, so that name Ravan Natsopa, you want it? Carson Sony. Latan coin jokatan Sony, Latan coin jokatan Mare, Latan coin jokatan Mayina, coin joke the Ninja Meba, Tai, Ninja Meba Chichari. And then Jet and Duke a Tansony, Jet and Duke a Jantam. で、だ、で、たんはいな、で、だ、で、せぱぽんだをちゃぐれてね。なさとがとさんとんな。せぱぽ。ぬちちせぱぽんだをちゃぐれ。で、だ、で、たんはまいんべやんるぱまぶゆれ。さんとん。えな。てね、らんぎんじそまれべ、らんぎんじやんそまれ。じょめばちんめばらんぎんじそまいな。なさとが。て
人間的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的所谓人的
tembar khenpa la tene sumwa jumsen kare yore sanje ju sumpa long yore gompa lodrop la sope sumpa rikpa mangbu yore yang ngaran su nyam nyong yore nga tso mlan la mlan je kap so mlan je khyata ka pungpo la lula dada khenpa ta tembar khenpa la tene ee zirpe dunga chui kherpe dunga tene Nej, tepet doma, nabet doma, hibet doma, samt och hibet mellan en tanke då, sedan så länge en tanke i huset. Den drabbet doma, men drabbet natt, så var det, och han ger lute, datum, den var madruk, gin då, natt då, trodde, datum, gin, men natt då, den temper, gin, men natt då, latin, doma, men drabbet natt, så var jag åt det. Alltså, mellan en gen, nu mitt en akkord då. Tangato tata let tapo pesan no tayade, Malaji nyamun de karte boyasare sabai. Tepa tepo yuna long yam. Tepa tepo mina ranke nyamun nata. Ranke nyamun de dogore, nyamun de Malaji nyamun de yadre. Malam to me, take you, chirpe, kaleka potano. Please say, because all re, but Malam resa. Yang mana ya buat tu datang na, oh tega hingga ada tu, ni semua oh mana ni betul. Nanti macam la, seta dorje palam la sobat tu dulu la kau tu wa, tu tu cemu je ngarang na tempat ini na, tapi kasar cemu je, dorje palam tu kasar sistem kasar kan, dolar kasar kuli, kasar yang kuli, oh mampu yang kuli tu jaga ni, ni semua ni awak ni tak betul sesama. Then Rabbi Nyamnyong La Sanna, then it Dongate, Dongate, Namdo La Tembata, Dedo Sorva Niga Namdo La Tembate, Hako Tuguri. De Yabo Hakona, then it Pompoma La Tembe, Dedo Sorva De, Namdo La Rale, Payabo Hako Tuguri. Then, so taking the Ranga Nyamnyong La Tin, the young Tony do Tuguri. Listen.
The yogi Milarepa gave according to the subject and teaching to his students Tseringma, the goddess Tseringma, and explaining that it right, but explain that usually one clings to one's body as having a concrete existence of its own, but what is the body actually according to, you know, if one looks in a very objective way, and the body is like if one goes down to its substantial parts, or that which is make up of, these are the five elements of earth, water, and so on. So since body is made up of the five elements, they have the kind of nature to disintegrate again. So definitely, since it is made of those elements, this body will be gone one day. It will be just disintegrates. So what about the body which one cheered to be, you know, oneself and having concrete existence? Finally, in the later part of the life, it would completely disintegrate. So here clearly one can see that since the body having this nature, it's only the conceptual mind which clings to the body, thinking the body being the true me, and has no relation at all to reality. But caused by this clinging, there various sicknesses arise. For example, in modern time, there are sicknesses which can't be. There's no solution yet to the sicknesses, like cancer. Or in older times, in like Tibet, there many people suffered from leprosy. maybe nowadays there are means to cure leprosy. But besides meditating about Avalokiteshvara for a long time, dedicatedly, there was no other means to heal this sickness, and many had this sickness. So what is the source for these various kinds of sicknesses like cancers, which can't be healed? There's no method for it, against it. It's a cause for it, kind of supreme power, like a god. If this would be the case, then this god who causes the sicknesses must be something which lacks completely compassion. There's another explanation. One could explain it to oneself as like this very sickness are caused by demons and negative hindering forces and so on, but actually this is not the true cause for sicknesses. There are many reasonings one can use to analyze what the cause for sickness is. There, maybe one can explain it for oneself by the reason saying that, well, maybe it's kind of naturally, you know, it's kind of naturally that one gets sick. But it would mean that there is no cause and there are no conditions for the rising of sickness. Then, actually, if this would be the case, there would also be no means to cure it. But actually,
how a sickness arises is due to the interrelation of condition. One thing conditioning the other, and that which sets in motion this conditioning is the conceptual mind, is the rational mind, which clings to phenomena, and here especially the body, as having a true existence, being like a true entity, true me. There are many, according to Buddhism, Buddha himself taught that the body doesn't have a concrete existence, and there are many reasonings by Nagarjuna, but we can also go down to our own experience. Everybody especially knows from dreams where one experienced horrible things like maybe being burned by fire or drowned in water. How truly one was clinging to this body as being the I undergoing all the suffering. Or like just in normal life, everybody has experienced suffering, sickness, and the suffering definitely of death. We all know we will undergo. So from daytime experience and from dreamtime experience, we all know the rational mind clings strongly to the body being a concrete entity, being the me. Kilomuchi thinks that for a beginner reflecting about the non-self entity of a body, body being void of a self entity, it's very helpful to reflect about a dream. Those who have confidence about the teaching, they can use like reasoning. All the reasonings are given, logical reasonings are given in Buddhism to prove that outer and inner phenomena don't have a self entity. But those who don't have this devotion, don't have this faith, it's maybe the best to go down to their own experience. Because here then easily one will understand.
Hast
du das Beispiel verstanden? Dodi Palam und Dollars.
It's like in the dream, you dream that you have a really big piece of diamond in your hand, and the bigger it is, the more happy you are. And Rinpoche said, this big piece, how much dollar is it worth? And you're so happy to have this piece, and then suddenly you wake up and think, now it's gone. Mm-hmm. It was just a dream.
So whatever we experience, like very happy, pleasant experiences, and also suffering experiences, there's a very strong clinging to these experiences as having a concrete existence, like the example given in the dream. If one understands the example and reflects a lot about the example, the experience which one experiences within the dream, that as soon as one awakes, this one understands that things within the dream didn't have a concrete existence, then slowly one understands also that everything which appears, everything which we experience completely depends on our thoughts, completely depends on our conceptualization.
Tene tanda na cho ke ni re ke ni ga kong ni chu ke ni ga ni na de do ke ni ga mo pa chu ke ma wo ba ka so da dang na mi ke da dang la che chi te mi ke sem ra ma tu ya na Tini dala mik ti tinge jing gom chogare. Te saja chenpi lola dala mik ni gomya yore. Tepa chenpi lola yang dala mik ni gomya yore. Dala te jiva mik semana wapta jana tinge jing gom. Tenda wuzo. Tenda wuzo.
Kinamuchi request you to those who don't understand both languages, is one language which one doesn't understand, the Tibetan, that one, while Rinpoche explains, not to let the mind waver around, be distracted, but let one's the attention rest one-pointedly on the sound itself. And in this way, one develops one's ability of absorption. Like there are various ways how to settle one's mind onto a support. Like in Mahamudra, one let rest the mind in its own state. And in Mahayana methods, one probably knows there are many methods how to meditate while settling the mind on the sound. So we would request everybody to do this.
Ne na jo jima so mala re pe to na la ko sunjuk te thamar hem ba do par se so pare ta to ta be dem ba to na lun de la na so kan re jo ko lun de na so te to wa na ka de na la ko sunjuk te so la ko sun pa te to so do ri te pa te de na so pare Sungjok te nang tong sungjok. Luj tong tam pa den pa to pa am luj ne lok to na ka de si yung. Lak nang tong sungjok. Lak nang tong sungjok yin pi jum chen te kar re sa na. Kunzok ju luj de nang tong sungjok yin pi se na. Lak gom pa kap sa yin lak de nang tong sungjok pe. Kunzok ju luj de nang tong sungjok yin. La gomba kapsa, la kata dendrop jasona, tani yabu yamara. Den, rangat namto ka dendrop zoro. Karse ngatsu lude, tamarche lude, tongba mahimba dendrop ina, la kata gomna yam pingamara. Dendrop di hikto wumara. Lude, tamarche lude, malamche luyendo. Malam tavo, juma tavo, chota tavo. Nandong yemi yijing. Nandong yemi le denbar hien, but namdong drupa hie yeba se na. Ta tong tam pe denba tong na lu de. Nga chu tamar je lu de, malam je lu yin de nandong sungju le. Nandong sungju yinba le yinba de ne. Ta ngihi jie go yo re. Tong tam pe denba tong na kunzop je lu de. Cha nin manang wa hing ro ma re. Nandong sungju le, lu de nandong sungju le. Malam mochi berlunda. Malam mochi na, lunda tembar kimbal mebalatin, mejip berdoma, cuy cer berdoma, yomar, yang malam mochi na namkala yang roto boleh. Tapi kalpa sambo so, kahsa kalpa sambo cepat cini na kengal la yang rohi roto boleh sih. Tapi kahsa la ni nyomi, cikse na kahil yang berjaya. Ina yang nampak na porto gure, dia nyamuk, mana mungkin? Betai yang tu luda tamat tu luda nado yemi ini sena, dorje tekan lola, lula, rangka lula gomen ya gare, lula gomen tu junsen kare, lula, lula nado sungjo ina yang tembar yang nado terpakai ya gare, dehi luce tu, tenye luda lula gomar. Le largoma. This is a Luna Donson Jude. Luna Donson Jude Mate. Imbassena Lagoma Castle and Lagana Donson. Lagana Donson Jogoma Caribe. The literary Lagoma Caribe. Lagoma, La Dendro Gom the Pink of Harry. La Dendro Gom the Camping of the Dog. In a Lana Dong Yamija Lagoma. Lula tamar ji hien ba do to gure. Rama? Tena hien mula rebe, tamar hien ba do par si son pari. Ta 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 na, kakhe sapare la gomgu yo mare kakhe nyingpa so la mangpo gom nyume mangpo yo sare ta la gomba lo tenu goba kare yo mare la denup la goba yo mare denup tenam to sare la nado juma tabar goma goba yo re lo la tamar di khenpa ta lo la tenpar khenpa trupa di hikku nyembo re teksum
So if one wants to understand the genuine reality about phenomena, and in, especially in connection to the body, then one has to understand you know, the fundamental mode of the body. Here it is said that the body has a kind of nature of being, having appearance, but being voidness. And within the Vajrayana tradition, one visualizes one's body as a deity. In an apparent way, according to Vajrayana practices, one recognizes one's body having the nature of appearance and voidness inseparable, and in more ultimate way having the appearance of a deity. But here, easily, if one doesn't have the fundamental understanding, then like the thought rises, or there's a kind of this habitual way of clinging to a concrete reality, being the body, easily one can regard one's body, which one visualizes as a deity, as having a concrete existence, being truly a concrete deity. But what is the result? The result is then that it becomes a concrete reality of a deity, but it's not a deity itself, because deity, the body of a deity has the nature of being appearance and emptiness. It's not a concrete existence. Here again, one understands this due to the example of a dream. The normal in a dream we experience normally we experience the body as having concrete existence within a dream. But actually it's just the dreaming mind, the manifesting patterns of the dreaming mind, but there is no concrete body. It's just an appearance, but it's void, inseparable. So about the genuine reality about the body having this nature of appearance and emptiness inseparable, one has to gain here a strong conviction. And having this conviction, actually one will gradually also have the realization, because those who have realized the genuine reality, how do they perceive their body? The conventional, you know, on a conventional level, they perceive their body as an appearance, but void by nature, inseparable. Easily is to understand, like the suffering the body undergoes in a dream, seems to be concrete. The body experiencing concrete sufferings, the concrete me, the body experiencing it. But the body in the dream is an appearance; it can't be denied. But it's merely an appearance, and it's essential, empty, doesn't have a concrete existence. And those who have a like have strong conviction that in that the body doesn't have a concrete existence of its own, similar to the body experienced in a dream. It has in a dream there is an appearance of a body undergoing various experiences, but is empty in essence. So those who have this strong conviction and have a fortunate karma, they might be able even to traverse to different realms, to the pure realms. And maybe there are some of you who have already had this experience. So especially in the Vajrayana tradition, one is emphasized to regard one's body as appearance and emptiness inseparable. Like one's body being the deity, and one's body being the deity and also having this nature of appearance and emptiness. So what is the reason for visualizing oneself as a deity, having the nature of appearance and emptiness inseparable? This visualization, this, since it is a kind of conceptualization, conceptualize one's body being a deity, this itself is a very skillful means to completely destroy the clinging to concrete material body, concrete existing body. It really has a benefit because the rational mind, which clings to a reality in a very concrete way, will be completely destroyed by visualizing oneself as a deity, having the appearance or the nature of the appearance appearing but being void. There probably be some, most of you, you are old practitioners for a long time, and you probably know about this method and the benefits of visualizing one's own body as a deity, but maybe there are some new people who haven't heard about it, and I would say it's important to know this, why one meditates about a deity and what's the reason for, what's the benefit for.
Tartok don lumi de tindra kadar tabos. Tartok don de tundan tartok wang de seno. Tundan tartok wang de seno. Nelo tartok wang de seno. Luranga mo maribre. Lumi de sitte don tambar lumera. Don tambar lumaribre. Tindra kadar tabos. Tindra tarbin nam kala. Titan nam kala. Ta may be sent a wee your mother. We may be sent a tie your mother. Tata would a thing that was what you cheap a kayam memory. Now cut the two judge a bit of a capsule. Ta will last of a travel chani. Two judge a bit of a room. Make up a bit of a capsule now cut. Top a ripper last of a cuts on the mega chani yard. Tanda de Ta will last of a.
Then, Namka Tavita Travichan is some more.
So according to the ultimate reality, the genuine reality, or the genuine mode of existence of whatever there is, the one of these appearances, like being the body, essentially the body doesn't have a concrete existence, that doesn't truly exist. And here the example is given of a sky free of clouds. First of all, sky is a very good example, because sky neither has center, neither has limits, neither has, like you can say, this upper sky and the downer sky. There's no limitations, no concrete, nothing concrete, nothing which limits the sky. And it's a perfect example for this state of completely freedom of conceptual elaboration. Also, sky is used for the reasonings of completely non-existence, that phenomena don't have it. Completely void of concrete existence. Sky is very helpful here.
Then a malaria penek up some the set of some bad day, then by dealer donor. Turned up, Luram. Don't have a little longer more, Marupa Trupa, the travel number tower. Kunzup to Tinimapa Marie, Kunzup did not so la, near it. Turned down Tomba Nimus on the top, Nanjur Pata, Nanjur Banam, Nantong Jumatawa, Lud, Nantong Jumatawa, Nanjur Town, Mulan Mohipata, Nanjur Chigore. Don't have a damn but Tomba Nimato, so sweet Jewo Nama. Then Denba tripped nonsor down, Denba tripped nonsor la, Denba he de Mulamo Mahiba, Mahiba dao, Rangan Namdoga, Rangan Ranga, the Mamma Muzoe. Consult your nonsor music. Shaba? He goes away. Maduksiba.
Again, to understand the two realities, like the genuine reality, how things are in absolute sense, and the conventional reality, how they are in appearance sense, how this reality appears to a normal mind. And in the example of the genuine reality, here the example of the sky serves here for the understanding that phenomena are completely empty. There is no they are void of there being any kind of limitation of centers or borders or whatsoever, just completely like the sky. And now phenomena on an apparent level in relative reality, how they appear, one can look at here in two ways. One way is how realized beings like yogis and yoginis, how they perceive conventional phenomena, like, for example, the body. They experience the body as having an illusion-like character, having a dream-like character. Then normal beings who don't have the realization of voidness, how do they perceive and experience phenomena? The way how phenomena appear to them is as if they have a concrete reality. And due to not knowing that phenomena have a dreamlike character, their experience various forms of suffering.
Tene malare pe oma yang ta par joba yang tere malasong bare. Oma yang ta par joba le jang kham som tin dang yobar che do ni ma dop che wa me song bare. Kham som de kar re. Do kham, zo kham, zo mi kham som re. Tem tin dang yobar che se re. Hipa kap se tem ba no dang yoba ju re. No jinjik din sakong ta so tenpo nrawo se de tenpa nrawo ndogo tenpa no. Semjin so yo na kasa kalam ro jok duga do yo yongkor mambo so kudo. Nga cho yang tata mai doba re yongkor mambo so kasa kala jok do. Tenpo se na deya ma do. Rwa. Tene yo wa ju ji semjin ni. Tenpa no ta yo wa ju ji je semjin te tenyo ni. तीन दायों वर चे दो ने मारो मारो परे सुमारे मो मारो परे कादो मारो परे काम ताने मारो परे से ना दो ने मारो परे दोएमा ने मारो पां तांबो ने मारो पां ये ने मारो पां ये ने कहा कंबचे पां दो ने मारो क्या वाले दो ने मो मारो परे दे दो ने मो मारो परे से चे दर रंगी तो बनी तेंगो योवरे दो Hiram Nimbo, the Pumponga, Teda, Ranjin, Tomber Yanta, but just Tao Sumba de Chipare. Malare, come something that you are Japa de Madropa, oh Madropa. Madropa the Kadu Madropa, Doni Madropa, Yeni Madropa, Tampone Madropa, Tampone Kata Tombani, Teta Chipare, Doni Madropa. Doni Madropa, Senna, Jeva Yama. काम संबोधित किया हुआ यो मार कर रहे से ना मो ड्रॉम ना किए को तो मो मारो पे से ना काम सं मो मारो पे से ना किया हुआ यंग मो मारो पड़े काम संबोधित मो में पा दोनी मारो किया हुआ काम संबोधित यो वर किया पाते दोनी मारो की किया हुआ में पा ये ना यंग नाचो देंबरी खेंबा मो देंबर मो ला देंबरी खेंबा मो यो परी खेंबा Jeva la denbari khenpa, jenga la denbari khenpa te ngachun namdo utharpa re, ngachun korwa te te re. Korwa, korwa se ju te khenta je gang yo ma re. Kamsom tenda yobar jeva te doni ma ro pa jeva me pa yinu yang mo yo pa ta jeva yo pa khenpa namdo te ngachun utharpa re, ngachun nondro re. Ngachun nondro te ngachun korwa re. ngachun korwa te nondro te namdo te re ma to Kova hisa vaji tenpa drupa je jabla kaya yama, kaya madhu. Dona madhu jeva miye sombare malare. Rikson ya. O tela, tene kaji patsu, tene sanno, hiram te jeva mambo soho, yang ni yang tu soho.
Milarepa, he taught Matyamaka in very condensed verses to his disciple Tseringma, and where he says that the three rooms or the three rooms of existence or dimensions of existence, there have now they are void by essence. And these realms is the realm of desire, form, and formless realm, as well as the environment of this being, this is the outer world, as the beings themselves. They don't have a concrete existence, they're void by essence. So one can ask, you know, from which time on was there a beginning to the true nature of the environment of beings and the beings who wander about, strive, go around within these realms, within these existences. Is there a beginning to it, a concrete beginning, but now this the true nature of all phenomena, beings and their environments, is empty by nature, empty by essence, from beginningless times. there is no beginning in relation to time whatsoever. To say the expression in the Heart Sutra that the five aggregates, that they are naturally empty, this means the same. There is no beginning for the true nature of phenomena, which is voidness. There are various expressions about the true nature of phenomena, like they are empty by essence, they lack true existence, they are unborn. They don't, they're free of arising, free of production. But normal minds, normal sentient beings, they cling to phenomena having a concrete existence. They cling to phenomena having concrete arising and concrete ceasing. But actually, that which beings who cling to concrete existence, they are what they perceive is deluded appearances, and it's the deluded mind, the deluded conceptualizations, which perceives phenomena as having a concrete essence of their own, concrete nature of their own, as having concrete arising. And that actually, this deluded mind perceiving deluded appearances, this is the actual cycle of existence, and there is no other cycle of existence, cycle of rebirth. And there's nobody who creates this cycle of rebirth for us. It's we ourselves who create it. It's the deluded mind perceiving mistaken phenomena. This deluded mind's own production. So in the Kadupa tradition, there are various reasonings given how one can, through one's discriminating awareness, analyze phenomena according to their true nature, their apparent nature. And one is in Rinpoche inspires everybody to analyze again and again.
Tene korwa madrupa jinta nyande yang ton tambar madrupa re. Te nyande madrupa tsike yore ina yang tanda tuzo kundo kiyo mare. Tene ton tambar am yang tapa korte ni madrupa na. Tene korte ni tini meba revese na temi mare. Kunzo to nam zanto yo mare. Nam zanto yo mare yang. Kunzop denga wang do ne tamche yoji tobe song chung malare pa. Kunzop de wang do se na nam zang do korwa yang yore, korwa yobe se na korwa yobe dang, korwa la donga na zo yobe se na nyangi na zo yobe se na korwa nyangi yang donga le dobe nyande yang yore, korde nika yore, korwa yore, nyande yore, simji yore, sanje yore, tamche yobe tobe song chung. Tamche yobar songba de, yobar songde kunzop je wangda sebare, tamche mebar songba de ne log wangda se ne songbare, de yabuha gogo. Dene re, doendam to madropa, kunzop doendam to jeyang madropa, tanyi tamche lende ba, kunzop to jeyang yobba, jeyang nao, jeyang yobba, dene ra.
In this explanation about the middle path to his disciple Tseringma, there's more explanations about nirvana in relation to samsara, but there's now not much more time to go into detail. But In addition, it is important to add that if one thinks that it means in genuine reality phenomena don't have a concrete existence, does it mean phenomena don't have, there's no base at all, completely baseless? But here one has to understand clearly the two ways how phenomena exist. In an apparent way, they exist merely as appearance. And in this respect, there exists cyclic rebirths, there exists suffering contained within cyclic rebirths, and there exists liberation from the suffering within cyclic rebirths, and there exists nirvana. Beings exist, Buddhas exist, whatever there is, in conventional way it exists. But if one says here things don't exist, that means according to their fundamental mode, they don't exist. But apparently how things appear to the normal mind, they exist. So it is very good to understand this reality in these two ways. According to genuine reality, there are like these expressions, nothing whatsoever exists, nothing whatsoever is produced, nothing whatsoever arises. But according to apparent reality, definitely the phenomena exist.
Tene chami nam ji ke yinga chi le jor be tep chung jor ji ma zo ba re ji se te yang ja so na chi ran so da le du ge le ti so tum le la ma ji ji so o ma yang ta ba jor ba te ti ko se ji so ji ki ni sa ma
There has been a small text, Rangme Namchi, has been translated in a little booklet. So Rinpoche likes to present it later on to everybody, so they should study it. And about the Madhyamaka, there's also a very essential explanation about Madhyamaka. It's composed from Milarepa, and this we will study a little bit later.
Na don tambache ama rup tumba ni na don tambar thobya kaya me bare be sa na te hiram ni bole marek pa me marek pa se pa me gaiche se pa par do yo me do si ten de yin la chu ni la jar te so ba ha chang ja chen bu yo marek pa me si che te kun jo to marek pa me ba mare sin ching ka ga la mare pa yo don tambar marek pa la mo me ba मारे पर कावा दो ना तो रेले ला मारे पर मुंबा रेले ये ते कावा दो ना तो हिरण की मैं कितने है ना मारे पर ला मोव में पर मारे पर ये तुम्हारे रंगी ने दे तो से ना मारे पर ला मोव या मार रिपेट ये ना ते कर साझा चेंबोता तो ते कर मारे पर लते है ना मारे रंग मारे पाते कलने यही तो हुई हो मारे ते से ना मारे पर ला मोव या मार तब मारे पाला मो में भी सेना मारे पर सेपा यंग नहीं है सोपा मारे पर मो यो ना कांबा निंग बाते लो जाटा रे मंगोरे दी खेल डो दो ते ना उसे खेल डो मारे पाला मो में भी सेना सेल हो जाए हम भाई मारे पर में मारे पर सेपा में ता हिरण निंग भी दो दे तेरे ता नंबा मंगो के दोगे रे ते क्या बताम चेकिंग दे तेरे पोचे साजा काजे निंग मंगेलो कांगे लो लो सों सों गयो भाई तेरे ता जानक तिकीं दा ते जापी तिकीं कांगा कर दोगे तो वो कर क्या बोले सही न्यून सांझे जी सों ये बात सही जी लाभ का है ते ने सही न्यून तो उन दोगे ये बात मारे पामी मारे पसे पामी मारे पाला मो मैं बसे ना मारे पसे या यो मारे मारवा मलाम जे मचांग पाला मो मैं बसे ना मलाम जे मचांग पाते तो या से या यो मचांग पाला नो पे मलाम तांग से करे इन्ह ऐसे से या यार या मारे देखिए इन्दो तक गाही पार दो सब तक ये तामो गाही में गैपा देखिए वाले या मारे गैपा देखिए वाले देवा ड्रोना nyangile de du gahi gahi de ga do ye hi do ye yore ina gahi mai pa se na gahi mai pa se na gahi se pa ya me ba de mala na sa mata mala na sa mata ni chi bu ji rai ko yan pa yan cha ma chu che da la mai do wa na na do nga ma ra wa ma po do ge pa de che wa ni de do nga ji go ji go ji sa yu de ge pa do nga te ne Gape Doma Dene, Mahi Pata Gape Doma De, Chir, Chir, Jigo, Rahoji, Tsar, Tsar, Boy, Hajan Chimbo Yogur, Mahi Pardo Yogur, Gape Doma De, No Yundu, Chir, Chir, Lora Mato, Chong Loya Mibur, Chigur, Hiba Doma Dene, Ta, Doma Tanji, Chihu, Dissena, Gahi, Gahi Malam Tavi, Messena, Gahi Lamo Yomar, Gahi Lamo Medicine, and Gahi Seba Yomar. गाहे में गाहे से पार्टो यंगे पार्टो से जेते तेंदे ये ना जो कोवाला कोर्सर ते तेंदे ये ना जो निरे तं कोवाल मारो पर तेंगे जरे जूझे कारे मारे पा से पा मैं बसे ना गाहे से पर पार्टो यंगे तो से तेंदे ये ना जो नी जना ने पार्टे जो ते तो थोमा तं था मन्ये ले जावले तं तेरे ये ना जो नहीं था कि ना मौजूद मरे सेबा तंग बायें के बारे यहाँ पर तेरे ये ना जो नहीं जब करवा था तेरे ये ना जो नहीं सेहत जंगले ते पर थोड़ी क्या बात है ना थोड़ी वंद से निकल पाए ना थोड़ी वंद से निकल पाए मातो यहाँ तक पर तेरे ये ना जो नहीं ना मौजूद मरे सेहत अन्य तेंद्र वो ये ना पंया चांद में थोया न्यादे थोया मेवरे वे यहाँ तापा मेवरे हिरण ने बोले थोपा में माथोपा यह में दो सोमा थोया कहाँ मेवरे सारे अन्य माथोप ने ला सोमा जेरे वे माथोप ने ला सोमा ये योमा थोपा में माथोपा यह में दो थोपा दे मेपा ही माथोपा जे यो ना माथोप ने ला देवन रा� Topayami, Matopayamedo. This senna, da, turn them nail on Mama Wong to send a pant of lend their body. Pant of lend their body, pant of your mother. Trudur lend their body, Trubayam o your mother, Trubayam o your mother, pant of lend their body, Trudur lend their body. Tato toes at the den raw dog, Ogodo. Tada Masu. गाड़ी लंगान रहो जिसे न तंबो थाप्चा जिसो ते यार यार तंबो रहो ते रहो पांतो ले दे पे तो तोया यो बते हिगर मातो लामसां तो के बे हिगर मारे लामसां तोया कले खबो ये ता तंबो पांतो ले दे पे पात जिक्ये न ते ने पांतो जलाने यहाँ चा यहाँ रोगो पांतो ले दे पे लांचे ये बा मावो ना यहाँ कर खबो ये तां ट्रटर में पापांत ट्रटर लेंदे या पापांत अब लेंदे भी क्या सोंग ते हिराब जो पार्ट देश में तावा समर्था
like it's quite difficult to comprehend the expression of which is given like in the Heart Sutra about the Heart Sutra.
Oh yeah.
which clearly in very condensed way gives the understanding of the ultimate truth. So ultimate truth easily can be conceived as being kind of nothingness, nothing whatsoever. And as explained before, there is an apparent reality how things appear to a normal mind. But in a genuine way, according to general reality, this apparent reality lacks concrete existence, like in dreams. Like in the Heart Sutra, it is said that from the ignorance or unawareness, which is the causal link for all the following 11 links which make up the apparent reality or the cycle of existence. From ignorance up to old age and death, all phenomena are don't exist, they are empty, but also the like there is a reverse order of these 12 links, starting from death and old age, in reverse order to to ignorance, is usually the order explained how things can be transcended. But here in the Heart Sutra it says that neither ignorance up to old age and death, nor the cessation of ignorance and old cessation of old age and death does exist. It means here that according to the different reasonings which one applies to understand the true nature of phenomena, that it is a reasoning giving that phenomena don't exist as something single, and they don't exist something as multiple. So in other words, to say they don't have a concrete existence of their own, here it means in the same way that phenomena are beyond having existence, and beyond the true nature of phenomena is beyond the cessation of this true existence. So it's in the true nature of phenomena is something which can't be grasped by the conceptual mind in which way whatsoever. So in the Mahayana, in the Mahamudra and Dzogchen tradition, one doesn't apply reasoning here to find the true nature of phenomena, the true nature of the mind. One directly looks inwardly, so to say, directs one's attention, awareness at the mind itself. But here, according to the teaching of the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma and the condensed form of the Heart Sutra, phenomena are said to have a now concrete essence, now concrete nature. And it's very important. This text is been used frequently by all the Tibetan schools and also in the Chinese tradition, Buddhist Chinese tradition and Buddhist Japan tradition, because it contains a great blessing. It is very condensed. The meaning, the essential meaning is here within, and while reciting and meditating about it, one will receive inspiration and blessing of Buddha himself. And so what is said here in that phenomena from ignorance up to old age and death are don't have a void by nature, but also the cessation of it is cessation itself is void. There's no concrete cessation. One can understand it for oneself easily by thinking on a dream. Dream and just normal life, we all know there there is the suffering of old age and there will be suffering at death, and the experience of dying will be the most the strongest experience on the sensual level there is. But all these phenomena, they don't have an essence of their own, but also cessation of this concrete essence of phenomena does not exist. And all the 10 links which are in between these two, ignorance and old age and death, in the same way, they don't exist as a concrete nature, and their cessation also don't exist. The way how they appear, it's a deluded way, it's a confused way, but actually they're void of essence. And if something is doesn't have a concrete existence, doesn't have the essence of itself, then also the cessation of this phenomena can't have a concrete existence of itself. So it's the true nature of phenomena is beyond these two. Then further it is said in the Heart Sutra that something to be given up and something to be realized doesn't have an essence of its own. And this means in genuine way. Of course there is something which in apparent way is something which you have to be given up, on something which has to be realized. But in a true sense, to do a reality, phenomena are beyond there being something to be given up or something to be attained. To understand the genuine reality in an absolute sense is very difficult to comprehend in the beginning. But to say it like example of building a street, one has to start slowly off and then gain good understanding.
Zumze Ninang and Namdok could enter the Ramzon Repi. Then Jovatan Santavate Jetal Nando, Jonayan, Jovati, Tansan, Sarsan, Deyan, Tansan, Sarsan, Dey, Ransom Rupiki. Yamu on the center, Ransom Rupiki. The Java Tansan, Java Tansan the Kalakapu here, the low Mambusan on the question. Who is that Tumber Lotacho? Ransom Rupiki, the young Tartona. Who is that Tumbany, the Sartonian? Who is that Tumber Lotacho? Tatian, Namla, Jova, Nam Jova, Ranzon repeat, he said that young Nam Dot, the human that was a payo, the first little latte, I am a row. Jova, just said that Nam Dog and Jova, Nam Dog and Jova, Tansan, Tansan, Sartonte, Sartonte, refine, Kahi, repassage that Nam Dot, same said that the human that was a payo, repassage that in only latte and the son of the day, I am a row. Send a repatriate and hear my body. Tit in the tower somewhere. You were dancing tab, you were dancing the tab, didn't they? My is. Ta, was out on what lot at you? Dordon a ransom repeat ye, te, tanda, was out on what near Saturn ye made. Saturn ye made a ransom repeat ye, the tentative ye do. Recat the Ranzon repeat hit the car, same genero saton ye meter, same genero saton ye meter, delicate, but request a little memory. Tati engineer and young mammy. Not engineer and young mammy, personally. Ranzon repeat ye here, same genero saton ye meter, change a maple, send a change a la, young mammy. Change a date and that non talk about somebody. Nam dog and drop by Hina, Ranzon repeat, send the nail over a sergeant over the change in Mabesena, Tana, change and Yama, the Jiba Mason. Yama means it to the Shumba map and Yama map, Jika map, say it. In a day, Tata, not to Tempest and Lava Yamato, Lamsanto Kalekabore, this Yami and Sam Gombo.
Hast
du es
verstanden?
Ich habe es verstanden. Ich habe es verstanden. Ich habe es Quand attend à tout de scène, ranzon repayé qui tire voilà, ranzon repayé qui tire voilà, t'es Saturn yémi le, ranzon repayé qui am semble nélo, Saturn yémi le change mais de scène, ma change le dicra ni somba. Quand attend à ce jour.
I didn't understand everything completely because I didn't understand the words which Milarepa taught. So Rinpoche will explain this verse later, so then everybody has the words, and then we can look at it. But just words in a summarized version, only I can translate, is that Milarepa speaks about our experience of the self-arisen, non-conceptual, primordial awareness, which is the clear light nature of the mind itself, being... clarity and emptiness in itself. This way of the awareness, how is awareness experienced of this, of the primordial state, and the awareness of the primordial state of the mind is an awareness which is empty and which is luminous. It's very clear. And within this state, all forms of conceptualization, all forms of confused ways of thinking and perception are completely destroyed within this awareness. And within this state of awareness, there is no fear, there is no disheartenedness, like somebody walking in the jungle and meeting like leopards and snakes and so on. There is now faint-heartedness within the mind. It's a mind which is aware of its own essence, which is the self-arisen, primordial, non-conceptual awareness. Birth and death is just a confused way of perceiving realities. The rational mind misinterprets phenomena as having concrete birth and having concrete death, and it's very important to develop an understanding and realization which goes beyond these concrete phenomena.
The negative below the Senda Repa Sema Sosor Masi Behesor Town Senda Repa Hin Jebam Sosor Sede Hesor Nere Semrex Hin Sede Hesor Yanga Kadedo Hako.
Dampu Sosor
Semrex Sosor Semrex Sosor Masi Behesor Sajajam Senda Repa Sosor Sede Hesor Nere Tandan Demla Repesong the So. Then same that repas so sort of savage.